Praise the Lord. This is another new day that the Lord has given us. You know, day by day, time goes on. And, you know, it goes on in a very predictable way. You know, there's 365 days in a year. There's 24 hours in a day. There's 7 days in a week. There's either 28, 30, or 31 days in a month. And it's very predictable. And there's 365 or 366 days in a year. It's absolutely predictable. We know. And you know, like I said yesterday, there is a God who created all this. And he's a God of order. And he's a God of love. He loves us. He's not the man with the big stick up there. He is a God of love. And he loves every one of you. Every one of us. He loves, even while we were yet sinners. He looked past our way of life. He looked past our sin, and he saw us as who we could be. And that's why he's drawing us. That's why he wants to show us the way, because he knows that if we submit our hearts to him, he can make something out of us that is beautiful. And that's a little bit what I was saying before I closed yesterday. And God, if we choose, if we make a commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ, if we choose to follow in his ways, regardless of what man is doing around us, if we choose to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, he will make us beautiful. And he can make beauty out of ashes. Now, and we need to acknowledge that we don't want to be proud, but yet we need to realize that in Jesus Christ, we are somebody. We have the authority. We have the keys to heaven and earth. We have the keys to men's hearts through the Word of God. And we have the answers through the Word of God to all the people out there who are disturbed, people who are, maybe even people who are demon-possessed. Jesus Christ and the disciples, they were able to cast out demons. They were able to disciple people, and they were able to lead the people in repentance. And you know, like I said before, Jesus said, "Ye will do greater things than these." And so that authority and that power is given us. Okay, so why don't we see more of that power demonstrated today? Why don't we see it? Again, may I ask, are you on the way that leads unto life, or are you on the way that leads to death? There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. But the way of Jesus Christ is the way to life. And in Matthew, there's so many different places, different ways we could go here. And that's the way it is when I get into the Word of God. You know, I see things here and I see things there. And I say, well, I could go this direction, I could go that direction. I only have a few minutes here to inspire you So that's what I want to do. Somehow I would like to put something to bring something here today that would inspire you to give it all you got. Give it all you got. Put forth every effort to win the race. You know, I was made aware of a race that some ladies were running, and they ran that race. They were
running around our racetrack, and I don't know how many ladies were in this race, but I saw a video of it, and they were running this race. It was amazing. They were not only running, but they were running fast, extremely fast. And all of a sudden, one of the ladies that was in the lead fell. And you know what? She didn't lay there and wallow in her pain and all that, but she scrambled to get up, and she moved on. She pushed into it, and she ran, and she ran. I mean, you know, just the falling down, but she scrambled up as quick as she could, got herself together, and ran on. And you know, there's a real lesson in that story. There's a real lesson to learn in that race. If you fall, get up and run. Get up and push into it. And this lady, I think it was, I'm not sure if it was the last lap or not, but she steadily gained on the others, and she ended up winning the race in spite of her fall. And so there's a real lesson in that. Let's not give up. Regardless of what obstacles come in our way, let's not give up. Let's go the way of Jesus Christ. Regardless of who else is out there going down this broad road, let's not follow them, but let's keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, and He will give us the reward. He will give us the reward. Going off in a different direction than I thought I would. But anyway, I love to be, I love when God does this, and in Matthew 7, it says, Matthew 7:13, enter ye in at the strait gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. What were we talking about? Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way. And when that says that straight, I believe, means much the same thing as narrow. It's a gate that we need to, the broad way, you know, there's plenty of room there. But a straight gate and a narrow way, you know, it may be rough. It may be, there may be a cliff up to one, on the one side, as high as you can see, and you look down the other side, and there's, you look down into the valley, and there's a deep ravine down there, and but straight is the way. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth to life. That's the way that leads to life. And that's the way that we want to be on, regardless of how much challenges come against us. That's the way we want to be on. We don't just want to follow the wide road, which is easy and broad and all kinds of places.
pleasures on there, and all kinds of places to stop and refresh yourself. And you know what? The Norway has places of refreshment too. I've heard some Jesus Christ. That's quite refreshing to be refreshed in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's much more refreshing than the things that the world goes after. Anyway, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. What? What? In sheep's clothing? I mean, what is a sheep? A sheep is this humble animal that just, you know, when you want to steer a sheep, when you want to take the wool off, it does not fight. It just lays there and lets you cut the wool off. And a sheep is very gentle, very, if you study a sheep, you know, it's amazing how a sheep acts. And it's so different from a wolf. But it says, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing. All that look ever so humble on the outside, but inside they are like ravening wolves, and they are out to devour you. They are Satan's demons. They are Satan's, they're on Satan's side. And they're working against you. But they come in sheep's clothing. You shall know them by their fruits. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. You know, we are supposed to be able to tell the wolves from the sheep by their fruit. Even though the wolf comes in sheep's clothing, we're to look at their fruit. What fruit are they producing? Are they producing? Are they reproducing themselves in men and women who follow the Lord Jesus? Or are they producing? Does their life show going after the world and all the riches and the pomp of the world? Is that where, you know, those sort of fruit that we need to look at? Is the fruit that those people are producing, is that the way of humility and holiness and righteousness? Or is it following after the trends of the world? Oh, my people, let us consider who we are following. Let us consider the way that we're on, lest we go down the way that seemeth right unto a man, but end thereof are the ways of death. Let's study the word of God. Let's be faithful. And again, I must quit. And time goes by so fast. So God bless you, and consider your ways, and walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Make a commitment. If you never made a commitment, make a commitment today that you will lay aside the ways of the world, and you will follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Make that commitment, even now. Heavenly Father, I bow to you in the name of Jesus, our loving Savior. I just thank you, Father, for the listeners here today. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you would pour out your grace upon them, that truly they may walk with you. many of them are already walking with you. I just pray, dear God, that those that are walking with you would be faithful and make disciples, teach others to walk with you, O God. Oh, I pray, dear God, let us not be afraid of persecution. Let us not be afraid of what man will do, but let us consider our end. Let us consider the past of which I'm great weakness. So, Father, we do commit this system to your Son and trust you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, our beloved Son, oh, thank you, Lord. Keep saving my soul. Pray, Lord. Hallelujah.
God, I just thank you for your holiness and righteousness, and I just commit all these people into your hands and trust you will have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Come back again tomorrow and see what the Lord has for us. My phone number is 717-656-9576. God bless you.